Well, this morning has been continuous to be eventful with that one I just talked about. Boy, I sent her that podcast back, and she was super triggered. Of course, that's what's going to happen. That's the reaction you're going to get, right? When you let them know, hey, I'm going to talk about you, and I send it, and they're like, oh, you fucking liar, you piece of shit. That's not true. That's not fucking true. I didn't say that. Okay. What did you say? You didn't judge me? Huh? Come on. See, there's dumb bitches like that that never understand why men, they can't keep a guy. They can have 100 guys there lined up. And she's trying to say I'm uneducated. I'm a pedophile. I thought that was pretty funny. He's like, oh, you're an asshole pedophile. I feel sorry for your child. I hear you. That's the way it goes sometimes. And I try to let her know, listen, I'm going to clap back. You play that dumbass role. Obviously, if we're in person, I'll walk away. But if you go ahead and message me, I'm going to go ahead and get some content out of it. Why not? Why not have some fun at your expense? Right? I mean, you're going to sit there and at the end, you know, I just love riding that wave. Meaning I like to go back and forth. Hey, listen, I'm talking about you. You want to go at it? Let's go at it. She's defensive. She's feisty. She's a little ghetto. She wants to go at it. She's not being used to put in her place because, yeah, she judged me. Yeah, bitch, you judged me. And there's nothing wrong with judging me. I think that's what we all do in dating, right? But the difference is you do it in a way where it's offensive and it's very rude. It's for example, if somebody that's fat messages me, I'm not going to say, damn, fat, damn, why don't you lose some weight? I'm not going to say that. Or I'm not going to ask, hey, why aren't you going to the gym? I'm not saying things like that because that would be very rude of me. I already know who they are. I already know what they're saying. I mean, I'm hoping they're accurate in their profile, right? Because at the end, you're trying to be honest about all these things, these interactions. And the moment someone jumps the gun and becomes defensive, and I run into that with a lot of the ghetto attitude, mostly black and Spanish. That's why I can't deal with a girl from up north. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're a girl from New York that grew up in New York or in a big city and you're black or Spanish, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been there, done that. Not for me. Not for me. I'm not dealing with that anymore. And it's not that I'm trying to be manipulative or trying to be alpha about it. It's that I'm a person that wants to have a conversation. I'm easygoing. And if you're that person that is always having to win, always have to impose your will, thinking that you always have to be right and you have to be in control of the conversation and I can't tell you what to say, what to think, or what to do, or you don't even want to have a conversation about it, then no, I don't want to deal with that hard-headedness because all you're going to do is bring out emotions out of me and I'm going to be combative like I am now. Like you're not going to win this battle. I have a microphone and you don't. You don't fucking have a microphone. You can't tell me what to say or not to say that is accurate about everything you said is not accurate about me. I'm being an asshole, absolutely. That's the only thing you got right. I'm an asshole. But only when I'm provoked. I'm the nicest guy. I'm friendly. Heck, people will tell you that I'm the nicest guy they've known. That they don't think I could hurt a fly. Okay. Go ahead and push me. See what happens. You know, that's the part where I'm the most easygoing guy. I mean, I'm like the donkey in Eeyore. You know, Eeyore the donkey or Winnie the Pooh. All right. What do you want to do? I just want to hang out, chill. You know, I'm easygoing, man. I don't get into that whole spiel about trying to win battles or anything. Right, whatever. But if you're trying to judge me and trying to come off a certain way, I'm like, no, I got to put you in your place. I got to let you know what you're doing. Because, you know, girls like you know, I mean, geez, you're 21, you have kids. I don't want to kick you down, but the guys are not going to want to be with you because you're quality beef. You're not prime right here. You know, I mean, especially when you're rocking fake hair. You know, I said a wig, you said a weave, close enough. It looks fake as fuck. You know, rock your hair. I'll never forget this black girl, man, I was with years ago, man. She used to tell me, man, don't let black girls tell you that their hair, that they can't, you know, that they can't take care of their hair. They can take care of their hair. It just takes a lot more work. That's what she was telling me. So, I don't know. I'm passing that advice on to you. But she used to tell me, that black girl, man, she used to tell me, don't let no black girls tell you that they can't take care of their hair, because they can. It just takes a lot more work. All right. Fair enough. So, yeah, man, but I deal with that. I don't deal with that stigma, man. I'd rather just deal with chill, easygoing, hippie-ish type of people, easygoing thinkers, you know? Like, I'm not into that combative, you have your fucking wall up, and you every guy that runs in your path is a fucking dog, is a piece of shit, unless they prove themselves. You think I want to climb that mountain with you? You think I want to go there? See, it's not as if, it's one thing if you're an Instagram model, like some of these that I follow, that are purely amazing. I see them, I'm like, that is a gift from God to a man. Okay? That's one of those that I don't even understand why you're not even in a relationship. I look at some of those girls, I'm like, no way. Like, you must be super crazy, something. Or you must want super attention. I'm trying to figure that one out, because I see these girls that are tens. Instagram tens. No doubt about it. And I'm saying to myself, okay, these girls don't have men. They're probably fucking somebody, but you know what I'm saying. They're not in a relationship. So you think that you're trying to compare yourself to that? You think, now I will climb that mountain for those if I had an opportunity, because I know those are keepers. Those are girls that, you know, at the end they stick out. They're stars, right? They got the optics to take care of themselves, and I'll deal with everything else. You know, as long as they're not crazy or clingy, I'll deal with everything else. It's like, you know, you need a life coach to pump you up to start your own thing. I'll be that. But when you're the way you are, 21, looking like shit, only have a face pic, not even showing off body, which, you know, men are gonna ask you for a body shot when it comes to online dating. We have to see what the fuck you look like. You know, we have to see what you look like. I'm sorry, it's not just about your face. You know, I know the fat girls do it. That's all I want to do: show face. You gotta show your body. I don't mean to be rude or anything like that, and I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody that takes this to heart. I'm just trying to be honest with how men like the optics, okay? We enjoy somebody, and I'm sure I'm not the only guy that has ever asked for a full body shot or a new pic or anything like that. I don't go there with the new pics, but I do ask for a body shot, something that looks good. And I could tell if you're sending me a straight shot or one with angles in it trying to accentuate your body. Because I've said this before, women will hide what they don't like about themselves. So if they don't have tits, they show their ass. If they don't like their gut, you know, they just go to the side or put it up high. You know, if they don't like their chin, they'll do it in an angle where they're putting their chin down. You know, it's just all different things. Like, that's what I've realized. I mean, I've just become, and I have no expertise in this. It's just the patterns. So if someone doesn't like something about themselves, they're not going to showcase it and put it out there, right? So, yeah, going back to you, my dear, calling me an asshole, piece of shit, saying I'm a liar, I'm a predator. Saying I'm a predator. It's like, I know your type. I just went off on her and say, oh, okay, so you must have been molested, huh? I'm sorry. Who was it? Was it your dad? Or you probably didn't have a dad, so who was it? Stepdaddy? Was it somebody around your mom? Who was it? Somebody your mom was fucking? Was it some who raped you? Because for you to think that way about men, even if they're older, and I wasn't rude or anything. Again, I just, hey there, how you doing? And the first thing she does is jump out the gun and says that shit. Of course, you're judging me, so I'm gonna retort. I'm gonna be sarcastic. And if you're gonna keep it going, I'm gonna keep it going. But if she paid attention, but obviously her reading comprehension isn't there, she just reads and think what she wants to think. So even though I was explaining myself and she was saying, look, men like you are either going to be, they're looking to be abusive to women and manipulate them. Or I forgot the other one she said. She gave me that men like you are two options. You're a pedophile or you're abusive. And I'm like, whoa. I was like, I'm part C. And I just explained that, like I said before. And yeah, I mean, they just, like I said, some women just have it in their head. And I think what it is a girl like her is, and I've run into many of those, and a lot of them are ghetto, unfortunately. I had one like that one time when I was in Ybor. I think some of my friends that listen to it may remember. I was over at Ybor. We were having drinks. And this girl was having an attitude like that. And I had to put her in her place. I had to put her in her place, and she and I remember my friend's girl was like, stop talking to her, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm scolding this girl because she needs to understand that the approach that she had with me you can't go about doing that with everyone. Like, I'm good about giving lessons to girls when they start acting that way. And they want to give me the time. And I'm like, look, you had a shot here, but let me just tell you where you fucked up and you judged me. You went ahead. I haven't been rude to you. I've been nice and respectful to you. I'm here giving you the time of day. It's like, why do I have a reason to lie to you about this? You haven't even met me. We're getting to know each other. Until I give you a reason for me to be untruthful or to be a jerk, then don't assume I am. And you have to take somebody at face value until they show you there's somebody else. And I remember that girl, I was almost making her cry. I was like, damn, you know, but she had to hear it. And I was, and girls like this that just message back and forth, I love getting them because they think they just one up in you. They think they're there. And I'm like, no, let's go to war. I usually walk away, but once in a while, you like, you know what, let me just show this bitch something. And at the end, she's not going to learn anything, but she's going to learn that, hey, you got to watch yourself. You can't go ahead and be like that with anybody. And if she keeps doing it, that's great, because guess what? Her kids are going to repeat the cycle. She doesn't even know about education. She doesn't even know about anything in life right now. She's 21 with kids. She doesn't know anything. And for her to think that she knows it all and that the way she's going about doing things is the right way, you know, don't blame me. Don't blame all the men. I don't blame all the women for all the things that have happened to me. I'm all for it. You know, I always say this. I go about it a different path than most. I try to build the foundation first and foremost. So it's not that I'm against it, or I just think that for me to get there, it's a long journey. Because we really don't know who people are in the beginning, and we won't know them for a while. You know, unless they're purely transparent and open. But that doesn't happen, does it? And somebody also in conjunction to accepting who you are. So, yeah, I mean, that's just the world out there, man, with dating. It's real funny, but I love when people like this I get in and engage with, because it just lets you know, man. It lets you know how wicked the world is out there, how women just view things. And there's no right or wrong. I always go back to that. There's no right or wrong in being in your feelings about what you think should be right for you or for anybody in a relationship. I have no problem with that. But I think the one thing you can practice is common courtesy. I think when you talk to somebody, you don't come off the jump making fun of them, making stupid comments, assuming anything. You can't. You could do it in a light way. Like I said, if I talk to somebody that's fat, I'm not going to go ahead and say, well, yeah, you don't work out, do you? You like to eat a lot of donuts, huh? And then I go on a rant because of what I think of fat people. Well, fat people, man, you guys are just diabetes prone. I mean, I'm not going to be taking care of somebody and watching you go through these appointments and eventually you being on that. What's that called when they put people with bad diabetes? They put them in the, fuck, what is that called? I forgot. I can't even think of it. But, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and be taking care of somebody that doesn't take care of themselves. I'm going that rant. But I don't say that. I just talk. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I mean, it's I'm being respectful. And eventually you realize that you're not for one another. But you don't have to let it be known as in a rude way. But that goes to show you what kind of person you are. You're a person that's just been jaded. You're a person that thinks very negatively of the opposite sex. And therefore, any man that you meet is someone that you just feel are inferior to you. That they are a piece of shit, and they have to climb that mountain. And like I said, if you want someone to climb that mountain, you got to show you're an exception. And I think from everything that I saw from you, even if it was accurate or not, it doesn't look like you're an all-star. You're definitely below average and bottom of the pile. Because there's nothing there exciting to look at. Again, I mean, what happens when I wake up next in the morning with you? You're not going to have your weave, right? What does your body look like? Do you have body scratches all over? Like scribbled up prune shit? You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be ugly or mean. I'm just trying to let you know reality. You got to look in the mirror, okay? You got to know what you bring to the table, okay? Just like with me. I know what I bring. I'm supportive. I'm a great father. I take care of my responsibilities as a father, both financially and personally with time. I have a career. I have a stable education that I can rely on if something bad happens. I have no issues. I'm not a heavy drinker or smoker. I exercise, I take care of myself because I want to be around for my child. And hopefully, if I could have another one, I want to be around for that child too. And I love having a balance in life. I love having these experiences. Actually, it was funny, man, because I was texting my buddy, man. I went ahead and found a place I'm going to go to for New Year's. I think I'm going to switch it up. But I think this one's it's a solo trip for sure. I'm not going to go there, but yeah. I hope, and you know, I'm gonna go ahead and see if I can get a bonus, because if I can pull this off, it'll be pretty interesting, man. I'm not gonna say anything until after I do it. You know? Yeah, I'm planning trips, you know, I canceled trips, but everything's going good at my job so far. Everything, I love everything that's going on. So needless to say, it's been a very interesting morning. But thank you to you again. And, you know, I'm going to find you and send you this link again. I know she just blocked me, by the way. She wasn't with the back and forth. She said, you know, fuck you, asshole, you piece of shit, you pedophile, you're an asshole. That's what men like you in Lee County are like, shit. I'm like, whoa, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, you're a great catch. What can I say? And I missed out. And that's that.